今日的经文是来自彼得传书的一章十三节。
Scripture reading for today. Scripture reading for today is in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 13 to 17.
我们首先会用广东话一起读，再用英文一起读。
We'll first be reading this together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
彼得前书一章十三节，所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来给你们的恩。你们既作顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。那照你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。你们既称那不偏待人、按各人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心度你们在世寄居的日子。
First Peter. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But as he who called you is holy,you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile.
求神祝福读他和听他的话语的人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
今日田牧师全港的信息的题目是神呼召圣为圣洁。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is called by God to be holy. 我
们低头祈祷。
Father, we thank you that we're able to gather to worship you today.
主，我感谢你俾我哋一齐聚集去敬拜你。
We know, Lord, that there might be a lot of distractions and concerns,
我哋可能有多嘅担心
involving our lives, and so we ask for your help to focus in on you now.
我哋求你将我哋都系嘅心思意念放喺你嘅上边。
We know as we fix our eyes on the author and perfecter of our faith, Jesus Christ.Good things can happen.
都教我哋将我哋嘅注目放喺一个圣旨，创始成终嘅主。
And so help us to put aside anything that's troubling and to focus now on your word.
让我哋将呢一切去放埋一边，去着重去睇你嘅话语。
Teach us well by the power of your Holy Spirit.
我哋奉我哋嘅主耶稣基督名求。
Use your word mightily.
我哋用听你嘅说话。
We ask that in the precious name of Jesus, Amen.
我是奉主耶稣基督名求。
Okay, well, you know, over the last month or so, about a month and a half, we've been looking at passages in 1st and 2nd Peter.
我们过去几个礼拜看过彼得前书不同的章节。
And so there are many important themes, if you're familiar with these letters, for the Christian life.
我们看到在对于基督徒来讲，对于基督徒的生活有不同的重点。
In fact, I don't think I'm overemphasizing, but these two letters are crucial, absolutely crucial to help you understand what it means to live the Christian life.
对于基督徒来讲，怎样过一个圣洁基督徒的生活是很重要。
Now, a few weeks ago, we looked at the new birth and the newness of life.
我哋幾個星期前睇到一個重生，睇到一個新嘅生活。
That's what the new birth does. It brings you new life.
去令到你有一個新嘅生命。
And after that, we looked at the idea of being exiles or resident aliens.
然後跟住我哋講到，好似喺呢個嘅世界，我哋好似係一個寄居嘅人。
If you're called by God, if you're a Christian by faith.You are a pilgrim in this world.
我哋好似係當神會呼召我哋嘅時候，我哋好似喺呢個世界上面係寄居。
Of course, I can't explain what I talked about 2 weeks ago, but that means we're supposed to be both offensive in the sense of proclaiming the gospel, because the gospel says we are sinners.
咁一方面我哋話俾我知道我哋係一個罪人。
Yet at the same time, offensive and attractive, that's living out the gospel in God's power and love.
亦都憑住神嘅愛，佢嘅能力去過一個基督徒嘅生活。
Again, there's a balance, right? There's a continuity to both.
去兩樣嘢都有呢個嘅互相有關嘅地方。
Now, today we come to a well-known, very important theme, which is also crucial for you and I to live the Christian life.
咁今日我哋讲到另一样嘢好重要，教我哋点样过一个基督徒嘅生活。
And that's the theme of holiness.
就系讲到圣洁。
We're called, as you've just read, by God Himself to be holy.
就系话我哋被呼召要成为圣洁。
Now that's a very difficult term to get a hold of, especially today.
对于我嚟讲，今日要讲圣洁系好困难。
But as you'll see on slide 2, thanks so much, George. It's a very prominent teaching in Holy Scripture.
咁係，但係其實喺聖經嚟講，教人哋去聖潔係一件好經常發生嘅一樣嘅嘢。
Verse 15 again in the NIV: He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
喺第十六節，佢話：你們要聖潔，因為我是聖潔的。
Now, of course, we live in the 21st century, right? In a place like New York City.
我哋住喺21世紀嘅紐約市。
And in our modern culture, both the word sin and the word holiness are almost never used anymore except in a paradoxical or ironic way.
咁但係喺21世紀嘅紐約市我哋要講到罪呢一樣嘢，係好多時候好多人唔中意提及。
Let me explain that.
讓我解釋下。
For instance, someone might describe chocolate.You know, chocolate, the things that you and I like. I don't know if anyone doesn't like chocolate, right? You know what people describe chocolate? Ironically, what do? They say a phrase like, this is sinfully chocolate.
很多時當很多人都喜歡朱古力，但是想起朱古力的時候，很多人都說，哇，好吃到呢，好像連魔鬼都會跟著吃一樣。
Again, for those of you who aren't really familiar with language,Speaking ironically or paradoxically is a lure device.
咁好多時你即係諗下啊，點樣叫做好食到魔鬼都想跟住你食咧？好似講出嚟好奇怪咁。
And so when people use the phrase "sinfully chocolate," they don't mean that consuming chocolate is really sinful or contrary to God's will.
咁如果你英文直譯，你話啊，好似係食咗有罪嘅朱古力，意思唔係話你食朱古力係有罪。
But they use the phrase paradoxically, ironically, thinking that chocolate is devilishly good.
人話俾人聽，哇，真係好食到咧，好好食啦。
You know, let me give you another example. As a child, I don't even know. You know, those maybe Teddy knows, or some of you that are younger. Are Drake's cakes still around? Drake's cakes.
你聽過一個好出名嘅加拿大嘅歌星叫阿 Drake？
Yeah. Well, as a kid.I would eat Drake's cakes, right? And one product of Drake's cakes, again, the chocolate, right, with cream on the inside, is a devil dog.
你聽過有一樣嘢嚇，好似咧啲朱古力咧整到好似咧一個熱狗咁樣樣。
You know, basically, what a devil dog is, it looks like a hot dog bun.
好似一個嘅熱狗嗰個嘅包一樣。
But it's chocolate cake with icing on the inside.
咁但系咧，有啲朱古力嘅嗰啲嘅糖喺上边。
And they, you know, Drake's the company named them devil dogs.
咁呢个 Drake 呢间嘅公司就叫呢样嘢叫做魔鬼之狗。
There's nothing evil about consuming devil dog cakes.
咁同样啦，你食咗呢一种整到好似热狗咁嘅朱古力唔系一个问题。
But the name is implying that sinful activities can be pleasurably good, which is true, and Again, of course, not so good for you in the long run, right?
咁有啲嘢係可能咧，對你好長遠咧，未必係好好。
Now, chocolate or chocolate cupcakes taste good to many.
咁好似同樣呢個嘅 蛋糕仔。
And so people who name their product Devil Dogs or use the phrase ironically sinfully good chocolate, they're just emphasizing something for you, emphasizing the delight, the pleasure of eating it.
咁佢就想话俾你听，嗰样嘢系非常之好食。
Now, with that being said, people are sinners according to Scripture.
咁根据呢个圣经嚟讲，人系一个罪人。
That means we go against God's will naturally. That's our inclination.
咁就话我哋好多时会有个惯性啊，同神吩咐我哋做嘅嘢系相违背。
That's our problem, right? We have a sinful nature. That's what the scriptures describe as the battle when you're a Christian, right?
又话我哋做基督徒好多时候都会面对住一个内心嘅征战。
Right? You get up in the morning, you know, you don't desire God, right?
你一起身之后，你会即刻去谂起神呢？
We don't desire God. We don't want to know and obey Him naturally.
我哋唔系好自自然然嘅会想咧去跟随神。
Yet the Bible says we need to be holy, but we aren't, and we don't want to be.
佢话圣经话我哋要去圣洁，但好多时候我哋唔系咁容易去就系自自然然咁成为圣洁。
That describes sin according to the Bible.
这个就是圣经所讲的一个的罪。
But in contemporary society that we live today, right? Because you and I are called to engage people today with the gospel, right?
但是圣经叫我们去跟我的未信的人啊，去认识他们，去外展他们的时候，
people get very upset when you one talks about sin and holiness as it's meant in the Bible.
但是当你跟我的人讲罪讲圣洁的时候，那些人可能很不高兴。
You know, if you're at a cocktail party and you start talking about sin and holiness, you know, all of a sudden people leave you.
如果你想想你去到公司啊，一个嘅啊嘅餐会，你同啲人讲罪讲圣洁啊，个个咧即刻咧鸡飞狗走。
People don't like it when you mention the biblical definition of sin.
啲人唔中意去提起罪呢一样嘢。
Today, in a culture, Western culture, we can only accept talking about sin ironically.
啲人唔中意去咁样样去讲呢样嘢。
Now, Christians say you need to be holy, you need to stop sinning.
当佢话你要圣洁嘅时候，就叫你唔好再去犯罪。
And people get very quiet and very upset that anybody would take the word seriously and not ironically.
咁啲人咧就唔会好中意啊，根据呢个字面去讲到。
But of course, God, through His Word, tells us we need to take this seriously.
咁但系神想我哋对圣洁两个字好认真咁去应付。
I think even with just a cursory reading of the scriptures, you obviously know from the Bible's teaching that you need to take this very seriously to be holy.
咁而根据呢个圣经所讲，我哋要去认真去面对。圣洁这个问题。
And so let's do that. You'll see it on slide 3 under 3 questions.
咁喺下一个 slide 我哋睇到呢一个嘅问题。
Again, most of the time today, because we only have really 20 minutes of message, 20 minutes of translation, is what is holiness? We'll be focusing mainly on that today.
咁我今日会主要讲乜嘢叫做圣洁咧？
But three questions are: What is holiness? How does it grow and develop in us?And why is it possible to be holy?
咁我点咩叫做圣洁咧？另一方面我会问下就系、究竟我点样样成为呢个嘅圣洁咧？同埋有冇可能去成为圣洁咧
？Again, we'll have a couple of weeks to cover this.
我哋会有几个礼拜都会讲呢一样嘢。
Well, the answer, of course, is in the text, verses 15 and 16. What is holiness?
咁第十五、十六节去解释俾我哋听啊，咩叫做圣洁
？As you can see on the slide, I have the NIV translation there, 15:16. But just as He, that is God, who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy."
咁第十五节话：那照你们的既是圣洁，在你们一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
Now it's perfectly right for you and I.To think of holiness in terms of morality and the Ten Commandments.
咁好多时我谂起圣洁就会喺咩十字架上边，十诫上面所讲嘅一个道德上方面嘅事。
God is faithful. He's made us in the image of God.
神话他是信实,
therefore, you shouldn't lie. You shouldn't commit adultery.
我们不应该去, 犯奸淫和十诫所说的罪。
God is loving, so you shouldn't kill.
神话他是爱,所以我们不应该去,
right? You shouldn't steal. That's unloving, right?
我们也不应该去偷盗。
Almost always, when you think of holiness, we think of right living, moral living.
很多时候我想到在道德上过着一个很正直、很公义的生活。
Now, don't misunderstand me. That's perfectly true, because to be holy certainly means that.
当然,刚才那些所说的几样的东西是对的,是真的。
It doesn't mean less than that.
亦不是说我们所说的是比这说的是少。
But according to Holy Scripture, I want you to show you it means a lot more. A lot more than that.
但圣经所说的圣洁,比我们所说的一个清洁,一个好的生活,不做一些不好的事,是更加的多。
Oh, this is on slide 3 also. The concept of holiness is way, way, way more than just right moral living.
是比我们说要过一个好的道德生活,是更加的多。
And so if you want to understand what holiness is, you should notice where Peter gets his quote.
如果要去明白的时候,我要看看究竟彼得在哪里拿到圣洁这个意思出来。
And of course, as you know, as Kwong selected the call to worship verse, it's from Leviticus. He's right. It's from Leviticus.
就是来自这个利未记,当时刚才阿刚所说的宣召的经文,就是一样来自这个利未记。
In fact, it's not only in Leviticus 19:2, it's in Leviticus 11:44-45, and Leviticus 27.
在这个利未记里面有三段不同的经文,都讲到圣洁这一样东西。
For it is written, be holy, because I, that is God, am holy.
在利未记的十九章第一节,他说,你们要圣洁,因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
There are lots of reasons why it's strange to have Peter quoting Leviticus.
这里有好几节的经文都是来自这个利未记。
Again, it's at least 3 times mentioned in the book of Leviticus that God says something like, be holy because I am holy.
在利未记里面,我是引用了最多有3次那么多。
But what's important to understand, though, is the book of Leviticus is not talking so much about holy people.
它不是说一个圣洁的民。
It doesn't give you the Ten Commandments in Leviticus. You find that in Deuteronomy and Exodus.
在这个利未记没有提到十诫,十诫你要在这个出埃及记或者申命记那里找到。
So in the context of Leviticus, talking about holy things.
但在这个利未记,它只是讲到圣洁。
Right, if you're familiar with that book of Leviticus, again, I don't know anyone who can sit down and just read through Leviticus.
很多时候,如果你有机会,坐下,看看究竟利未记这段经文怎么讲到圣洁。
You're going to see all sorts of things that are called holy.
什么叫圣洁呢?
Tables, for example, utensils, pots are called holy.
他说到,就算这个圣坛,或者一些器皿,
And so right there, a light bulb should go on in your head, right? What is he talking about?
I'm sorry.
A light bulb should go on into your head, right? And say, what's Leviticus talking about? What's the author talking about?
If
you study the context, which again we're called to do to understand scriptures, right? You need context. If the context of Peter's quote is from Leviticus, what does a moral table look like?
如果你看回这个利未记,看回背景的时候,怎么叫做一个圣洁的一个台呢?
Right, if you're scratching your head, you should be scratching your head. That doesn't make sense.
好像你想,好像都没什么原因,没什么解释的。
Well, take the contrast. What does an immoral table look like?
什么叫做一个有道德的一张台呢?
See, Leviticus is not referring to morality when discussing these objects as holy.
佢話：你唔係話嗰張台，而係你睇嘅嗰樣嘢，去睇佢係為呢個聖潔。
So what does the biblical word holy mean？
咁究竟呢個聖潔啊，呢個喺聖經嚟講係咩意思咧
？Well, have it on slide 5. The Hebrew word earthly means separate, set apart.
其實聖潔有一個話係有一個分別。分開出嚟嘅意思。
And then right away, you begin to realize why God can say, I am holy.
咁所以點解佢會話我係聖潔
？Because he's utterly apart, superior than anyone else, any being.、Right?
因為佢將佢自己同呢一切嘅嘢係分開出嚟。
God is totally unique in his own category.
神佢係自成嚇一個嘅啊一個嘅 category 係同呢個世界唔同。
You see, simply put, he's set apart. He's totally separate. He's great.
佢係同呢個世界係分開出嚟嘅。
There is none like him.
冇一個係好似佢咁。
And so, in one sense, when God says, "I am holy," he means I am utterly set apart.
當佢話佢係聖潔嘅時候，因為同呢個世界係分開嘅。
There's no one like me. There's nothing like me.
冇一個人係好似佢咁。
So then, what does it mean? What does it mean to have a holy table or a holy pot?
咁咩叫做啊聖潔嘅桌子、聖潔嘅壇、聖潔嘅啊一個嘅碗呢
？Well, the answer has to be that you're set apart for God exclusively.
因為將一樣嘢係分開，係完完全將呢樣嘢去交俾主、獻俾主嘅。
Right, you have a table in your dining room, right, or your kitchen, right?
喺呢個飯廳，喺呢個廚房，你有張台。
And you know, suppose you have a steady 3 meals a day on that table.
咁你喺張台上邊食你嘅一日三餐。
And suppose you want your table to be holy.
假設你話啊，我要我張台。要係分別為聖，成為聖潔嘅。
You don't get out your Bible and read the Ten Commandments to your table.
你唔會話啊，揸本聖經對住張台喺度讀呢個十戒。
Right? You don't talk to the table and say, you know, you gotta behave differently.
你唔會同張台講話啊，台啊台啊，你要乖啊。
No, in the Old Testament, Levitical ceremonial sacrificial system, you give it to the holy priest.
你喺你嘅啊，你一個嘅儀式上邊，你將呢樣嘢嚇特別係交嚟去做某一個嘅目的。
And the priest takes it into the tabernacle。
正如好似喺呢個嘅啊，呢、這個嘅呢、這個嘅
啊 temple 約櫃
嗰度嚇呢個啊祭司去做一啲特別嘅事。
And now it's only used for the fellowship offerings or the worship items in the tabernacle in the Old Testament system.
咁喺呢個嘅啊約櫃呢個嘅聖殿嗰度去做啊一啲好特別去為神做嘅事。
It's only used for God, for worshiping the Lord.
呢一切喺入邊嘅設施，所有嘅擺設，只係有一個嘅目的，就係被去敬拜神，去為神而做。
Peter quotes from Leviticus to tell people how they should be holy.
係彼得佢引用呢個嘅啊利未記就話俾人哋聽，佢應該點樣樣成為聖潔。
Of course you should be moral. Of course you should be upright.
我哋需要過一個正直嘅生活，我哋要過一個道德嘅生活係冇錯嘅。
But there's a reason why Peter quotes from Leviticus. It goes beyond morality.
咁但係彼得引用呢個嘅利未記，佢話俾人哋聽啊，聖潔係比喺道德上做得啱係更加嘅多。
There's a lot of people brighter than I. I want you to show you slide 6. One commentator, he says this. First Peter about First Peter, our text. Of course, to be holy means moral behavior. But these words in Leviticus 11 that Peter quotes are not given in the context of moral commands.And prohibitions to people. They are given in the context of ceremonial restrictions dealing with clean and unclean things.
咁有一個嘅彼得前書嘅一個嘅 一個嘅評論家佢咁講，佢話彼得講呢啲嘅説話啊，佢冇啊提到話一啲唔係要俾你一啲嘅啊喺道德上面嘅要求嘅背景，或者有咩嘅嘢你唔可以做。佢就想話俾你聽，係當時喺呢個嘅儀式上面有啲嘅咩限制啊，討論到去呢個清潔或者不潔嘅問題。而呢一切嘅嘢都係與神係有關係嘅。
He continues, for belonging to God, living on His terms, reserving ourselves for Him, delighting in Him, obeying Him, honoring Him, these are more fundamental than the specifics of obedience we label morality.
咁而呢一切嘅嘢呢一啲嘅儀式所有嘅嘢，唔係淨係去講到話係道德上面咁簡單，係更加講到就話你要係以神去為樂。你一切嘅嘢係特別去留低，去俾神，去跟隨神，亦都去咧去尊崇佢。
There's your fuller definition of holiness in the Bible.
咁喺呢個嘅聖經裏邊對聖潔有咁嘅解釋。
So what makes the table holy?
咁咩叫做聖潔咧
？It belongs to God.
係屬於神嘅。
So what makes you holy?
咁有咩嘢令到你今日可以成为圣洁咧
？Not just that you're moral，
唔系净话你过一个道德嘅生活。
But as you see in slide 7, you belong to God。
就系讲到就话你系属乎神嘅。
Now I want you to think that out. What are the implications of that? If you belong to God，
当你话俾人哋听你属于神嘅时候，究竟有咩意思咧？
Well, first, the core of holiness is intensely personal.
I'm sorry?
The crux of holiness is intensely personal.
是一样很个人的一样的东西。
It's possible to be moral for a lot of reasons, right?
那很多时候人家想到的是一个道德上的事。
Some people are moral out of a sense of duty.
那当然有些人会觉得道德好像一个的责任。
You could be moral because it makes you feel good about yourself.
咁好多時好多人話我過道德嘅生活啊，令我覺得咧啊感覺好好。
You could be morally good because you're fulfilling a social or family expectation。
或者你當你做到呢個道德嘅標準嘅時候啊，你去做到啊對呢個家庭啊對你嘅期望。
Or maybe you're just a pragmatist. You say honesty is the best policy。
可能係一個嘅政策去咁做。
You could just be saying you should be moral because it's good business to be moral.
或者是这样的了。
Right, if you're moral and truthful, you don't get caught, you don't get sued.
如果我做了这些事了，那我就不会被人去捉到，不会去坐监。
Maybe that's why you're moral.
可能是这个原因，所以你去过一个道德的生活。
It might be that you're just practical.
或者是一样好像很实际的一样东西。
Think about that. In all those cases, what's going on?
咁你睇下呢啲事有咩事发生咧
？And I'm roughly speaking, you're being moral for selfish reasons.
可能或者你要去过一个道德嘅生活，系一个自私嘅原因。
But there's another approach.
但系咪咁咧
？It's possible to be moral and not belong to God.
咁有冇可能系你？兩人之間係有呢個嘅矛盾喺度咧。
And why is that?
點解會係咁咧
？It's because belonging to God has to do with your heart, the core of your being.
但其實聖潔同你嘅內心嗰一樣嘢係好有關係。
You know, this is probably true of all of you, but there are very few people in my life and probably in yours.That I could actually say, your claim of love is so great on me that I really belong to you.
咁其實你去問下你嘅心嘅時候，究竟你嘅內心係究竟係會為到幾多個人係會令佢你嘅心係觸動嘅咧
？You know what that means? I really can't live my life the way I want. I belong to you.
而你嘅心究竟係屬於嘅係有幾多嘅人咧
？Of course. Using my own example as a case study, a few people are my wife, my children.
咁如果你問我嘅時候我嘅內心係屬於我嘅妻子，我嘅女兒。
Right? The claims of love are so great that I belong to them.
这个爱去到这么大的时候, 我的心只是属于他们。
And it's because I belong to them, there are a lot of things I do that I'd rather not do as an individual.
因为他的缘故, 有些事, 我宁愿呢, 我自己不去做。
I'll give you an example, a couple of examples. You know, I probably would never, really seriously, I probably would never attend a piano recital or a violin, cello, or flute recital. I probably would not.
如果你问我，我唔会中意咧去一个嘅音乐会，去听人哋拉小提琴啊、钢琴啊咁样样。
In my younger days, I'd probably be at Shea Stadium, but there's no Shea Stadium anymore. It's right to City Field, right?
如果你叫我去一个嘅大会啊大球场吓，我去以前呢个啊旧嘅 Shea Stadium.
It's gone now. It's a parking lot, right? Shea Stadium, right?
咁但系而家都拆咗啦。
But you know, my children young. I didn't attend all their performances, but I attended some of them, but I'd rather not go.
咁我去过一啲，如果你问我咧，我宁愿唔去好过啦。
But they had a claim on me because of love. I belong to them.
因为我嘅心系属于我嘅家人，所以我愿意去参加呢一啲嘅音乐会。
In other words, as you see on slide 7, to belong to God means I want to delight in Him.
咁当你话你嘅心系属于神嘅时候，你系以神去为乐。
To belong to God means to live on His terms.
就是说，当我过我嘅生活唔系按照我嘅条件，而按住神嘅条件。
We reserve our very lives for Him.
我哋将我哋嘅内心系完全嘅交俾神。
That's why Christians are called to delight in Him, to obey Him, to honor Him.
咁所以我点解讲到话以神为乐啊？我哋去跟随神，我哋去尊重佢。
This is kind of a crazy illustration, but imagine a woman.
你想想有一个女人,
she's kind of a poor woman in many ways.
她生活很贫困,
in the illustration, she's a single mother.
亦都是一个单亲的妈妈,
she has only one child, one son.
有一个的儿子,
she loves her son.
她很爱她的儿子,
and she teaches him how to live.
她教她怎么过她的生活,
and she says, I want you, son, to always care for the poor, I want you to always tell the truth, and I want you to always work hard.
我好想你勤力过你嘅生活，亦都诚实过你嘅生活，唔做任何嘅坏事，讲任何嘅坏话。
Okay, everybody with me so far in the illustration? The mother is instructing her son charity, honesty, industry.
佢想个仔去照顾一啲穷困嘅人，过一个诚实。
Over and over, instructs her son, care for the poor, always tell the truth, work hard.
所以他一次又一次提个仔照顾这个贫困的人，讲这个诚实的生活，去勤力工作。
Of course, she is the mom, bringing up her son, does everything for him, right? Sacrificially.
他每样东西都为了这个仔去牺牲。
And even though in the illustration she doesn't have much marketable skills, she works her fingers to the bone in order to raise him.
这个妈妈很辛苦含辛茹苦的凑大个仔，虽然佢冇咩技能，冇乜好多工作嘅能力。
She wants to put him through college and not have her child have any debt.
咁佢好勤力嘅去为个仔，就算仔读大学嘅时候。 都唔想佢咧有任何嘅債務纏身。
So fast forward in life, the minute he gets out of college, gets that degree, gets a good job, he calls his mom.
咁個仔大個啦，大學畢業揾到工啦，咁佢揾到工，生活安定咗，佢打電話俾佢阿媽。
He says, "Well, mom, I'm probably send you a Christmas card now and then."
佢話嗱，由而家開始咧，我每年可能會寄張呢個聖誕卡俾你。
You know, I might give you a call on Mother's Day or send you flowers.
或者你母親節啦，我俾個電話你。
But I really don't want to talk to you much anymore.
但我唔想再同你講嘢啦。
I really don't need you anymore.
我覺得咧，即係我哋都好似冇乜嘢好講，冇乜嘢好再一齊。
And mom asks why?
고마워, huh?
Well, the son says, well, you always taught me. Take care of the poor. I'm honest. I always work hard. That's what you taught me over and over and over again.
你说我要去照顾穷人，我做了。 你叫我过诚实的生活，我好诚实过生活，你叫我勤力，你一次又一次讲嘅嘢，我全部做晒啦。I'm
doing what all the things you told me to do all these years. That's what's important to you, right?
咁你谂下，你以前叫我做嘅嘢，我全部做晒啦。Why
do I have to have a relationship, a close relationship with you?
咁我做咗你要我做嘅嘢，咁我同你之后都冇乜嘢好讲，有咩冇咩关系啦。
You know, I got so many other relationships. I really don't want to spend the time and talk to you anymore.
我觉得咧吓，即系有其他嘅人我要去照顾啊，我哋咧冇乜嘢好讲，冇乜嘢咧好在一齐啦。
I know the illustration is outrageous, but would you think that's okay?
你觉得如果你听到一个咁嘅故事，你会唔会 okay 咧
？I think, especially if you're from a spiritual culture, you'd think that's repulsive.
咁你谂下，如果又喺唔同嘅文化去睇，啊，觉得咧，啊，好似咧好一个无望无助嘅一个一样嘢。That
would be horrible.
系一个好恐怖嘅一件事。But
if there's a God, you owe him everything.
咁同样吓，我哋对于神，我哋欠咗神好多嘢。And
you should sense that you belong to him.
咁我哋究竟系咪真系属乎于神咧？
And for you to say to God, what's really important is a moral.
如果你只是去讲道德的时候,
I think that's what you like me to do, right, God?
会不会是一些事情是要去做呢?
If you say that, you're doing the same thing the son was doing in the illustration to his mother.
如果你觉得你做了这些道德的要求，其实好像个仔一样，做对个妈妈做同样的一样的事。
You're saying, hey, mom, you know you taught me all this morality stuff, right? I don't need a relationship with you.
我都做曬你以前叫我做嘅嘢啦，咁我同你有咩關係咧？以後
，Of course, if there's no God, that's one thing.
冇神係一樣嘢。But
for you to say, I don't need God. God isn't important. He's like in the suburbs of my life.
咁但係如果你話同神講啊，神同我冇乜關係嘅時候
，I have what's really important. I'm a good person.
我係一個好嘅人，我做咗我要做嘅嘢。
If you think that, you're not holy.
咁如果系咁讲嘅时候，你好似一样。
In fact, God looks at someone who's moral but not holy and has to feel considerably worse than that mother in the illustration.
咁可能喺个故事嚟讲，啊呢个人可能好有道德，但佢完全一啲都冇呢个圣洁。
And so, what's intriguing about this quote of Leviticus that Peter uses here in 1 Peter is what?
就好似呢個彼得前書裏邊所講嘅一樣。It's
the understanding that holiness is to belong to God.
咁根據呢段經文所講就話，呢個聖潔係講到你個人係要去屬乎神。It's
not just simply to be moral.
唔係淨係話要做咗呢個道德嘅要求。Again,
this gives you the core holiness, which is intensely personal.
你睇到就話，其實聖潔啊，係裏邊有一個係你同神之間個人嘅關係。But
as you'll see on slide 8, secondly, you have a principle here for applying holiness to all of your life.
亦都另一樣嘢就話，你要將你自己全部嘅去俾曬去，去俾曬神。You
guys are very smart. What's the opposite of belonging to God?
屬乎神嘅相反係咩咧？
Well, the obvious answer is you live for yourself.
又話你為你自己去過呢個生活。So
what does it mean to be holy? To be moral?
咁咩叫做聖潔咧？係咪話我好有道德感就係聖潔咧？
It certainly includes that. There are a lot of rules.
咁係咪啊？我跟足曬所有嘅規矩又係啱咧？
But it means much, much more than that.
其實係比呢一切係更加嘅多。
The principle of holy practice is you no longer live for yourself, you live for God, you live for others.
你去為神，你去為人，去為自己而活咧。
That's the principle of a holy life.
呢個就係聖潔嘅生活，就話你為神、為人、為自己都過呢個啱嘅生活。
You know, there's a place in the Bible that perfectly puts this principle of holiness, and I think it's up here on 9, slide 9 here.
咁喺第九個呢個嘅 slide 話咗俾我聽。
It's in 1 Corinthians 6, Paul's letter to the Corinthian church, 6:19, the second half of 19 and the first part of 20.
咁係呢個哥林多前書嘅第六章嘅第十九節嘅下半部。
This is from the NIV translation. You are not your own. You were bought at a price.
他說你們不是自己的人。
You see, that means you're a recipient of your faith by free grace.
那你本來是一個的罪人，是被人買回來的。
Therefore, you're not your own.
他說你不是自己的人。
You're not living for your own sake.
你不是為你自己而去活。
You're living for God and your neighbor.
你去為到神去而活。
Again, there's a contrast, right?
你看到一個的相反在那裡。
You're not living for just yourself. You're living for God and for others.
你不是為你自己過生活，而是為神去過你的生活。
Again, it's extremely interesting why Peter would quote Leviticus, because he didn't have to.
那正如好像這個的利未記裡面所說一樣。
And didn't God in the book of Acts clobber Peter over the head? You know, he had to clobber him over the head and say, it's not necessary. It's not necessary, Peter, to keep the Levitical ceremonial laws.
那是不是有這個需要，要去跟著這些的這個利未記所說那些的禮儀的規條呢？
Right, if you're familiar with the book of Acts, you know that. Because Peter was Jewish, right? Jews had all these rules about how you ate, how you dressed.
彼得是一個的猶太人，他要跟隨了所有這些的習俗，這些的規條。
And Peter was saying, Gentile Christians need to do this too, or I can't be with you.
彼得曾經都說過，就說你們那些外邦的基督徒，你要做這些的事才行，否則我不可以跟你一起。
And so petrous Peter, God has to give him a vision to get through to him.
於是神給這個彼得一個的異象。
He says, no. God says, no. In Jesus Christ, all those laws about what you eat, how you dress, those things have been fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
在這個異象裡面，神告訴他，他說在耶穌基督裡面，你無論吃什麼，你吃什麼，你穿什麼，一切已經在基督裡面成就了。
So Peter, you're clean now. You're acceptable to me.
當你在耶穌基督裡的時候，你已經是成為了這個清潔，已經被神去接納。
And so knowing that, the book of Acts, isn't it intriguing why Peter would quote from Leviticus when it took him quite a while to get it? You know, to get it from God, to get the message that all these ceremony regulations are now fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
所以其實當彼得他經歷了這個異象，他為什麼還會去引用回舊約的這個利未記，裡面講到很多禮儀上面的規條呢？
Why is Peter going back to Leviticus again?
為什麼他會重新再去看回利未記的書籍引用在這裡呢？
It's because the principle of holiness is the same.
因為裡面一個的原則是一模一樣。
Every part of your being, every part of your life has to be holy.
他講到就話你的人生，你的生命的每一個部分都要成為聖潔。
And to be holy means you belong to God.
當你說你是聖潔的時候，即是你是屬於神。
And the particulars of Leviticus are fulfilled, but not the basic principle.
最重要就是那個的原則是一模一樣。
Go to the New Testament, go to Ephesians 6, 5 to 9.
在這個的以弗所書裡面也都這樣講過。
And if you read that this afternoon, if you don't have your Bible now, Ephesians 6 is a place where Paul is talking to people about how they should do their daily work.
咁喺以弗所書裏邊講到就話啲人應該點樣去過佢哋每一日嘅生活。
And he's just practically showing you.
咁佢呢度就話咗俾我哋聽。
Now, is there any commandment of the Ten Commandments that tell you how to do your work?
咁我哋諗下啦，個十戒裏邊有冇邊條戒命教我哋點樣去翻工咧
？No.
沒啊。
There's a commandment about resting, right? But not about work.
咁十戒裏邊冇一條嘅戒命 教你怎样样呢去翻工。
But in Ephesians 6, Paul spells out things about your job and your work.
咁但喺以弗所书嘅第六章，佢教俾我教咗俾我听啊，我哋一个应该有点样翻工嘅一个嘅态度。
I'm just going to take bits and parts of 6 and 7, so I'm just going to paraphrase here.
咁系第六章第六第七节。
When you're doing your daily job, don't work for your boss.
佢话你翻工嘅时候啊，唔系净系去服侍人，服侍你个老板。
Paul calls it this way: Don't work because you're belonging, but because don't work because you are being watched by your superiors.
佢话你亦都有一样嘢，就系你翻工嘅时候啊，唔系咧好似俾人哋睇住啊，要去讨人哋嘅欢喜。
Don't work for your boss. Don't work for yourself.
佢话唔系为你嘅老板你去翻工，唔系为你自己去翻工。
Now, why would Paul try to explain something like that?
咁究竟佢又讲啲咩咧
？Because if you're working just for your boss or for yourself, then you'll only work hard when your boss is noticing you.
咁唔系净系咁简单。
In other words, when your boss isn't there, you're not going to work hard.
咁咪话啊，我老板唔喺度啦，咁我乘机就偷懒。
But when your boss is there, you're going to put in extra effort.
咁我老板喺度啦，咁你好勤力，咁啊做做做做做。
And so you're basically then doing what you have to do to give your boss a good impression of your work habits.
如果你咁嘅时候吓，你好似咧做嘢系做俾人哋睇，做俾你老板睇。
You see, that's what the world does.
就系咁啦。
Paul saying you work for the Lord.
佢话唔系啊，你系为到主而去啊工作。
You see, if you're working for yourself, you're only doing what's necessary to make money so you can survive or build a nest egg.
咁如果你為你自己做嘢嘅時候，好似咧啊，你純粹翻工係去揾錢揾夠俾自己嘅啫。
But what if you belong to the Lord, because to be holy? What if you're working for the Lord?
佢話：但你翻工嘅時候，佢話你要甘心侍奉，好像服侍主。
What if you realize that God says the main motivation for your work is I want to please you, Lord. I want to use my gifts.To honor you.
佢话我做呢啲嘢系按住神，你俾我嘅呢个嘅恩赐，我去做，我系为你而去做。
I want to do an excellent job.
我想做一个做得好好。
Because I want your name lifted up on high. I want you, Lord, to be glorified.
我想高举你嘅名啊！你系嗰个去啊鼓励我，去刺激我去努力工作嘅。
I want to care for your creation. I want to help others.
我想去帮助其他嘅人。
In other words, what does it look like if you're working for the Lord?
咁为主而去工作系点样样嘅咧
？You'll be conscientious, diligent, no matter if your boss is there or not.
你系好努力嘅工作吓，你亦都系带住良心嘅去工作。
It's because you're not living and dying as if.You're going to get accolades from your boss. You see that example of how the gospel transforms your life? It's because as a Christian, you're not living for yourself anymore. You belong to God. And in the example that Paul uses about work in Ephesians 6, then he brings out the point that you're working for God, not just for your boss or for yourself.
咁佢讲到就话喺第六章系要好似咧耶稣嘅仆人，从心里边去遵行神嘅旨意。
Now, if you apply that to every single area of your life, people around you will start to notice. They'll notice something different about you. They'll notice your lifestyle is different.
咁啲人会睇到吓，你有啲咩嘅唔同。
You don't treat socioeconomic classes and races of people who have oppressed your class or race as the world does.
咁你可能会睇到啊，好多社会上边啊，啊阶级啊，种族啊，好多唔同嘅问题喺度。
Right? What does the world say? You got to get even, right? Vengeance.
咁呢个世界话啊，你人哋对你唔好啦，吓你要去报复。
Right? The world says you do bad to me, I do bad to you.
啊，你对我唔好啊，啊咁我梗系咧有机会咧向你报复。
Right? That's the way of the world.
这个世界呢是这样。
But the Christians are called to fight evil with good for God's sake and also for your sake.
但是圣经里面不是这样讲。
And the biblical teaching is that people are made, all people are made in the image of God.
但圣经讲到话，每一个人是每一个人都是按住神的形象而被造。
Now the reason Peter quotes from Leviticus is that he has figured this out.
咁我佢引用到呢个嘅利未记。
You see, to be holy means you belong to God. Therefore, you don't live for yourself.
咁当你去属乎神嘅时候，你唔会去失却咗自己。
And as you'll see on slide 10, that principle of not living for yourself can be applied everywhere, even places where there are no moral rules.
咁唔单止当你话到你属乎神，你生命上面每一样嘢都系属于神嘅时候。即是就算是一个没有神没有道德的地方的时候你都会做回、啊、神告诉你是对的事。
And that's what I meant when I said that holiness by definition in the Bible goes beyond just morality.
就是刚才我所说就是圣洁是比这个道德是更加的高更加的远。
So how then does a life of holiness develop?
咁我點樣樣可以去啊發展啊去幫助我自己成為聖潔咧
？Right? How in the world do you and I grow to be like Christ?
咁你同我點樣樣可以更加像基督咧
？Obviously, holiness is not something you turn on like a light switch, right? Oh boy, yeah, you know, now I'm holy.
咁你唔係話好似開燈熄燈咁啊？開咗盞燈啦，咁我而家我聖潔啦。
Well, it develops in three ways: the mind, the will.And the heart.
就是讲到在你的知情意上面你都去努力的圣洁。
Of course, I got like 5 minutes left, so I can't really expand on that today, but I can mention a little bit about at least the first way, the mind.
刚才讲到这个的你的头脑上面。
And of course, the answers in the text. George, if you could, don't mind if you go back to 13 slide, no, verse 13.
我们看第13节
1 Peter 1:13 You'll see it up there I'll read from the NIV You have the ESV Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober Set your hope on the grace to be brought to you When Jesus Christ is revealed
在13节他说你们要约束你们的心谨慎自守专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带来你们的恩。
You don't have to be a rocket scientist to see. It's obviously talking about something you do with your head, right?
是啊，好清楚讲到一啲要做嘅嘢。
Right, the intellect is engaged in some way.
好似佢话咗一样嘢俾我哋听。
It says minds that are fully sober and alert.
佢话你要谨慎自守。
You know, that word sober is a very interesting word. It means very judicious.
要去好小心去小心哪些是对哪些是错。
Sober, judicious means to be extremely reflective, careful.
是去好看得很清楚自己很多时候都会去反省一下做的事。
It's actually a word that characterizes the mindset of a scholar.
I'm sorry.
It actually characterizes the mindset of a scholar.
好似係一個嘅學者嘅一個咁嘅生活。
And if you're familiar with scholars, they make a lot of footnotes, right? They're careful.
咁呢個真正嘅學者啊，佢每樣嘢會查得好清楚，睇得好清楚。
Right? They make a lot of definitions, a lot of qualifications.
佢就算係每一個字嘅解釋啊，佢都會睇得好小心。
If you know scholars, they're very careful. They're very reflective.
他们很小心看过每一样东西对或不对。
And what God is saying through Peter in verse 13 is you, Christian, should be thinking out the implications of your faith very, very carefully.
他说你就要对于你的信也都是你拿到的恩你要很小心去小心去过你的生活。
Why?
为什么呢?
As he says in the text in verse 13, so that you can put it into action.
所以你可以将这些你知道的东西放在这个行动的上面。
That's why I referenced to you Ephesians 6, because that's what Paul does. That's what Paul, that's the example Paul does for you. But I'm out of time, so I can't develop more on the mind, will, and heart until next time. But let me say this in closing. Are you a Christian? The Bible says God made this world to be a perfect paradise, a place of perfect love and glory. But because we turned away, we the human race, right? We turned away as the human race. Everything is broken. But God didn't leave us in a mess. God in the form of Jesus Christ has come into this world. And at infinite cost to himself, Jesus died on the cross, right? So that someday he will return and make everything right. Maybe you've been recently wronged. Maybe you feel right now you've been unfairly treated. When Jesus comes back, he will right every wrong. And your suffering now, in some mysterious way, will add to your joy in eternity.
Do
you know what that means?
你明白咁係咩意思呢?
It means that no matter what happens to you now, everything's going to be okay.
無論你今日喺咩嘅困難裏邊，有一日都會係翻翻去正常一樣。
If you believe on him.
如果你相信神,
even if you have to face death, in him, good things can happen.
就算你今日有咩都好，但神都會將有一日將呢啲嘢對糾正過嚟。
In fact, the Bible says it's better to be with the Lord. So even in death, which again, we don't want to talk about, rightfully so, right? Even in the worst case scenario, you will be better off.
就算我今日唔喜欢去讲死亡，咁但系喺耶稣基督里边最后，咩嘢都会纠正过嚟。
So ask yourself this afternoon, do you have peace? Do you have peace right now?
你今日问下自己，你嘅内心里边有冇呢个平安呢？
Do you have hope right now?
在神里面有没有这个盼望呢?
Do you have confidence in the Lord, or are you anxious, nervous?
你今天是不是很紧张，或者在神里面有这个信心呢?
According to 1 Peter 1:13, you're not thinking. You're not thinking.
那你今天是不是去看一下这个彼得前书第一章第13节里面所讲呢?
Of course, developing a more holy life involves more than the mind, but not less than transforming your thinking.
有没有去求神去改变你的思想呢?
Again, more on the will and emotions next time in the life of holiness.
我下个星期会再讲到这个圣洁的问题。
Let me leave you with this. If you're a Christian and you believe this, and you're going around constantly under stress, anxiety, you're not, according to God and Peter, thinking out the gospel.
如果你是基督徒的时候，你告诉你，你带着你很多的压力去过你的生活，那你今天福音是不是经常在你的脑袋里面呢？
Oh, Father, please help us to understand the gospel and think it out. Think out the implications so that we can put our faith to action.
求你去帮助我们，让这个福音是经常的在我们的脑海之中。
Lord, I know it's so hard because, you know, we're constantly bombarded with things in the world and things that are demanding from us.
很多时候我们都去做很多的事去达到这个世界的要求。
But Lord, if we put things in a proper perspective, you at the center of things, then we'll be okay.
让我们都今天将神从神的角度去看一切的事。
And so help us today to do battle with the tendency, sinful tendency we have to not want to know you and to be holy.
让我们今天真的在你里面去成为圣洁。
And help us to wait expectantly because you can do great things because you are all powerful.
你是全能的，让我们去晓得去依赖你去做成就不同的事。
And you are set apart greater than all of us together.
你亦都是那个是分别出来的主啊，比一切是更加有能力。
And so we ask for your blessing now upon ministry here and in our lives.
让我们的这里的事工，我们的生活都交托给你。
We pray, Lord, that your kingdom will come and your will be done.
你的国会来到，你的旨意行在地上。
And we ask that in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求。